Here we go. Yeah, it's recording. Start off with names and spellings.
All right, my name's Sam Abley, S-A-M-A-B-L-Y.
And? My name is John Mills, J-O-N-M-I-L-L-S.
All right, now there's been some resolution to this. Are you guys satisfied with how this turned out?
Yeah, definitely. I feel it's... I'd much rather do this than pay a fine, that's for sure. I mean, who wouldn't? So I'm really happy with what it's come to.
How about you, John?
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that they dropped the citations because along with dropping the citations, we no longer have code violations, so we can do activities and athletics in our school now.
Do either of you think that this incident is going to change how the senior shootout game is played or organized or the rules might change?
I know for a fact our team is set up in teams. Our team withdrew the day after from the competition. I know a few other teams withdrew after that just because, you know, it's a frightening subject. You don't want to see it happen to them. And I think, you know, with the educational video that we're probably going to do, it might affect some people like, oh, I don't want this to happen to me. I understand that this kind of stuff has consequences, and it could have been a lot worse for these guys. And I don't want something bad like that to happen to me.
As you look back on that, do you think this is going to make some changes as far as how the game is played in the future?
I think they will make some changes. I hope the fact that they do change some of the rules, I'm sure they will probably play it. But I just hope they change the rules somewhat so it's not like the naked rule.
Yeah, I hope they change the rules so it's a little more controlled, so to speak, so it can't get out of control more likely, that it can be more of a fun thing that just seniors can do, nothing that gets way too serious and gets out of hand.
One of the people that called me said maybe the rules need to include nothing after dark.
Yes, I would agree. That would be a good rule to have, I would think. Make it a lot easier to see that they're actually Nerf guns, I would think.
The chatter around school the last 7 days, what's that been like?
You know, it's what everyone would expect. You know, it's what happened, how what happened, what's the story? And then, you know, it's just telling them the story, basically. Just every day, high school talking about everything, chatter in the hallways.
Were they surprised about that, do you think?
Yeah. They were pretty surprised that it was our team that got caught, because we were like the most mild case of the actual game. Like, there were other teams that they would do like the naked rule. They would strip down and run around through other people's property. We did not. We refused to do that rule. And most people were surprised that we were the ones caught because we were the most mild case of it.
I have to ask, what is the naked rule?
All right, so the naked rule, it's actually the underwear rule. Originally, it was the naked rule. If you're naked, you cannot get shot. But after a consideration with everyone who's involved with the senior shootout, we changed it to underwear. So it's a little bit
less illegal.
Still, like John said, we did not take part in that rule. We agreed, hey, it's worth, I mean, I don't want to get in trouble with anything. If it's me getting shot with a Nerf dart, it means getting shot with a Nerf dart. I mean, you can't get shot if you're in your underwear. That's basically it.
Any advice for the rest of the teams that are still playing the game?
Be smart about this. Do not make any decisions that you think. If you think you're going to regret the decision, chances are you're probably going to regret it. Be smart about it. That's all I have to say about it.
How about you, John?
I would say, one, don't get naked, because first off, that's kind of illegal. And let's try to keep it in daylight